Okay, here we are. Here we are. It's happening. We'll give it a second. Give it a second to see if I get the notification. Nothing yet. Nothing yet. No one's here. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Okay. Hey, hey, hey. Get in here, guys. Get in here. Testing, testing. Hello. Hello, can you hear me? Come in, come in, come in. Hey, okay, what's going on? Hey guys, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Okay, hey, okay, I just wanted to jump on really quick. We've got a couple wins today, and I'm gonna address the other ruling that's got a lot of people upset, but I first want to, it's been a rough run, guys. If you haven't noticed, it's been a rough run, and we keep feeling like we get hit and we get hit and we get hit. And today was a win. It was a win. I know a lot of people on my page, I'm on YouTube right now and on Facebook. I know a lot of people in healthcare are feeling like it's a loss. But as a whole, right now, let's just take a minute and thank God that the mandate for OSHA was through OSHA that the Biden administration tried to implement has been blocked for 100 or more employees. Either you are forced to vaccinate yourself or you have to test weekly. That has been stopped, shut down by the Supreme Court. Thank God, right? And it might go to lower courts or whatever, but I mean, ultimately, it's a win. Okay, it's a win. Take the win. Take the win. Thank God for it. This, like I said last week when I was live, I really felt like this was a huge decision. And I did feel like if this was to go through, we would immediately start seeing huge push from vaccine passports, push for children in schools to take this thing. It would have gone very much police state, dictatorship, tyranny very quickly. So this is a win. It's a big win. And I'm thanking God for it right now. I know a ton of people that have been on edge, a ton of people worried. Just the state of 2021 was a terrible year. It was terrible. And I didn't want to go into 2022 with more of this crap, right? I mean, the suicide rate is skyrocketing right now across the nation. It's absolutely horrible. Tons of depression. People are feeling like they can't plan things, that they don't know what to expect. Like, can I go anywhere this summer? I don't know. I'd like to. It's been a horrible just situation we've been in, right? And then it doesn't help when you have people coming around trying to force you to do stuff you don't want to do. So thank God. Let's just thank God for this. Okay. This is a win. That doesn't mean we stop fighting. We're in an uphill battle right now, but we won a battle, right? We're in the midst of a war and we just won a major battle. Pat yourself on the back. Thank God. And all glory to him, because I thoroughly believe that it's because of the prayers of the saints that this stuff has been pushed back for a little bit. Okay. It's been pushed back for a little bit. Also today, Senator Sinema, Democrat senator from the state of Arizona, stood on the Senate floor and said she's not going to stop the filibuster. The filibuster is you have to have 60 or more votes in order to push through legislation. Democrats wanted to push it back to just a simple majority. They were trying to literally push the federal government taking over our elections, right? If that happens, it's like goodbye. Bye, America. Thanks for playing. And the fact that this was stopped is huge. Now they're calling her a racist. They've been calling her a racist. They call anybody that opposes them a racist. I believe that 2022 marks a significant year where the leftist tactics of labeling anyone that opposes them a racist are dying. It's dead. Okay. It's dead. It's no one is listening at this point. You call anyone a racist that disagrees with you. It's absolutely insanity. It's absurd. It's not true. It's false. and people aren't listening. They're not listening. It's like the boy who called wolf. You know, you keep screaming wolf, wolf, wolf. When you finally come in contact with like a real racist, no one's going to be paying any attention to you. Yes, racism exists. I don't think it's prevalent in our country. I don't see it in the day-to-day interacting with different minorities. We love people. Like, God loves every single color. And the Democrats are constantly trying to divide, right? They try to deal with this vaccine, the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. Racism, like, they're always trying to divide. And that is just... it's disgusting, first of all, because division is the whole tactic is divide and conquer, right? They can't conquer if we're not divided. And people are starting to wake up and realize, like, Kristen Sinema, she's not racist. Like, you're racist because you don't want the federal government to take over elections. Federal government takes over elections. That means that, like, our state legislatures, like, at the end of the day, they, from the precinct up, I don't know, like, there's probably not a lot of people that are involved in grassroots, but I'm a precinct leader. Like, I'm a precinct leader, and I've been an assistant district captain. And so I'm in charge of my precinct, right? And all the way from precincts up to districts, to counties, all of it works its way up, right? And it's a way to hold accountability from the bottom up. Right. So it's like, wait a minute, like, that person in our precinct voted three times. That there's a check. That's a problem. That person died 2 years ago and they're still on the voter roll. Like, it's a way to clean up and make sure that the election process runs rightly so, justly so. And to suddenly have some DC out here try to come in and infiltrate our election process is a huge opportunity for fraud, theft, stealing of elections. And that's what the Democrats were pushing for, right? They wanted total federal overreach into our election process. And that's pretty much been shut down today. So two huge wins, guys. OSHA mandate stopped. This voting rights, they're trying to pose it as voting rights. Like, and it's got to be insulting to minorities, saying that some people don't know how to get an ID. Like, I would be offended if they're like, Rachel, she doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to get an ID. Like, I mean, that would insult me, okay? And what's crazy is you got to have ID to, like, go into a restaurant starting in D.C. this coming weekend. An ID for a vaccine passport in D.C. And I think Minneapolis just did this as well. But no ID to vote. I mean, and you can't see it. You're completely blind, like, how these people play. So you got to call them out. And I'm so thankful that Sinema stood her ground today, because she actually stood on principle instead of with party, right? And we need to do more of that. You stand on principle. Like, where do you stand on things? I know where I stand on the Second Amendment. I know where I stand on abortion. I know where I stand on free speech. I know where I stand on the general role of government. And this will kind of segue into what I want to address with this mandate going through with healthcare workers. This is huge government bureaucracy. This is a perfect example of big government. Okay. That's why I am a limited government person. I advocate for limited government. The larger the government gets, the more control and power they have. The larger you enroll the role of government, the more overreach, the more power, the more control, and you're giving power to an entity, right? And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the more power you give to the government, the more they will cause overreach. So what we're seeing right now happen is hospitals that take government funding are now being controlled by the government. Do I agree with this? No, it's absolutely horrible. It's terrible. Completely disagree with it. So that's why you need to vote and vote for people that are for limiting the role of government, right? The more you have government up in our business, the more they're going to control you. They're going to control every single aspect of your life. And they've infiltrated our healthcare. They've infiltrated hospitals. They've, I mean, look at what they've done to our school systems, right? I mean, our Department of Education, like our test scores have plummeted since we got the Department of Education. Okay, fact check me on that. And the infiltration of indoctrination, right? So they come into our schools and they are controlling the minds of children and indoctrinating them, right? So they're trying to get their paws in every single avenue, right? So, and conservatives, true conservatives, believe in limiting the government. Get the government out of our lives, right? And allow for freedom, or allow for individual liberty, allow for the individual to make that decision. Now, with this healthcare mandate, they do say that they're giving medical exemptions. So for all the nurses out, first of all, God bless you, nurses. God bless you, doctors. God bless you for standing true to who you are, for not bowing down to tyranny, especially if you have a conviction about taking this vaccine. You don't feel like it's the right thing for you to do. I completely respect your choice. And I believe you should be respected for your decision. And they're saying they're allowing in this read medical and religious exemptions. Now, my younger sister, she's a nurse, and she was given a religious exemption. Now, she's also telling me, like, and when you talk to other nurses, like across the country, and I know a lot of nurses, they're saying that there is a shortage, right? So before you completely freak out or panic or anything like that, there's a shortage right now. They need nurses. And so my hope and prayer is that they do not deny these religious exemptions, that they do not deny medical exemptions, because they need people to work our hospitals right now. Okay. So, and if worse comes to worse, they're like, no, there are other private healthcare facilities that do not take federal funding. So, my prayer, and know that, like, there's, and feel free to like connect with each other on the comments on Facebook and YouTube, because I know there's a lot of nurses. I was reading comments just on, you know, the breaking news that OSHA was blocked, but the healthcare went through, the mandate went through, and a lot of nurses upset, a lot of doctors upset. Talk to each other, connect with each other. This is what we need to do now more than ever, is community, right? To talk and to work, like, listen, with what I've kind of seen here, sorry, is I've seen this kind of, this is a forecast, right? This is a forecast of what ultimately I believe will come into play. I believe that eventually, not to be like, oh, Rachel, crazy Rachel, but I'm a Bible believing Christian, right? And I do believe eventually you will see total government overreach, and you will see a global government take shape and form. And that's going to be ugly and scary. Okay. But I do think that this is the time to form community. This is the time to connect with other people that are like-minded, to have a support system and a community to rely on if we happen to enter into those times. I don't know if we will or not. God has not shown me that. I don't, but I'm just being sensitive, right? I'm just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and just praying on it. And I do feel like today was a pushback, right? It was a pushback. But I also think that what we've seen over the last 2 years is kind of like a foretelling of what will come. We obviously know, if you've been paying attention, the left, the Democrat Party, has gone far left. Okay. So far left that it's hard to decipher the difference between socialism, communism, and what they stand for. I would love a Democrat up on my page to explain how your party is different than a socialist party or a communist party. So if you could do that for me, that'd be great, because I'm having a hard time deciphering the difference. And eventually, under communism and socialism, that's big government, right? That's big government overreach. And then so much so, I believe at some point we'll see such a government overreach that it'll eradicate just the individual nation states, right? So what we've seen is a forecast of what could come. I don't know if I'll live to see it. I don't know. And then I want to address this too. There's a lot of people that were writing me about rapture and end times and whether the church is here for it or not. I don't want to get into that debate. I really don't. That's a theological debate. And it's not, I don't think it really matters either way. If I'm in the crazy madness that goes on in Revelations, you know, and God allows me to live to see that, then I'm equipped, right? At the end of the day, you were called for such a time as this. You're equipped, and you have to know that God will meet your needs. He will meet your needs. He's done it for me. There's been points when I remember when I was in my 20s, and I was literally in my truck, and I was so broke. Like, I had no money, and I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. Like, I was like, God, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. And I remember, like, being in my truck just saying, God, you've got to provide. You have to meet my needs. You have to. And literally, like, later that day, I got a call for a job that was going to allow me to be able to pay my rent. And like, there's things like that have happened to me throughout where God comes through. I believe he will come through for you. I believe that he's not like, oh, sorry. Like, he will meet your needs. And I know that takes trust and it takes faith, but this is when we're supposed to grow our faith. Right now, in the midst of all this, like I said last week, it's in the crushing, it's in the pressing that you really have to dig down and figure out who you are. It's like a tree, right? You plant a little seed, and slowly over time, that seed grows and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. Now, that tree is not strong until it starts to face the weather and to the wind and the rain. And when the environment around it starts to push on it, right? That's when the roots grow. That's when the roots of these gigantic, beautiful trees that you see when you go hiking in the woods, these pine trees that are like so incredibly tall and huge, they are who they are because of their roots, because they've been tried, they've been tested, and they have deep roots. And right now we're growing our roots. We're growing our roots as believers, and hopefully we're reaching those that are just little seeds, because I do believe we're entering times where we're going to be tested more. But I do want to take this moment, and I'm going to end here soon, to take this win. Because if we're constantly looking at the negative, right, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. Even if you're in healthcare right now and you're like a little discouraged, it's not healthy to focus on the negative. Focus on the positive, right? I do believe in taking control of your thoughts, right? Cast down imaginations and everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and take into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, right? Every single thought needs to be obedient to Christ. And we're not to have a spirit of fear. We're not to be afraid. Even if you didn't like the ruling today, if you're in healthcare and you're like, oh my gosh, take a deep breath and give this is a win today. It's a win for our election process, and it's a win for pushing back government overreach. Okay. So that is a win. And continue to pray, continue to press in. But I think, like, often it's easy to constantly see the negative or be really pessimistic, or it's all over. It's just, and that's not healthy. Well, that's not healthy. God called us to occupy until he comes. So you're not to just crawl into a hole and bury your head and be like, occupy. Occupy means take back what the enemy has stolen. Declare your territory and own it, right? So today was a win. That's what I want to say. And I'm thanking God for it. All right, you guys. God bless you. And to the healthcare workers out there, I'm with you. It's not like I'm ignoring at all your situation. I want you to know that. And I want you guys to connect. There's a lot of people that are being impacted on the comments. Connect with them. What else did I want to say? Oh, Michael, shout out to Michael on YouTube for your, contribution. You're awesome. All right, you guys, God bless you. Stay strong. Stay in the fight. Occupy. And take this as a win, right? Take it as a win. We had a win today. Praise God for it. All right, you guys. I'll be back. I don't know, probably sometime next week, hopefully. Got a lot going on. All right. God bless you guys.